go.
Mr. Wolf, this one's yours.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Codes Podcast, episode 8, I believe.
Sure.
I lost count, but I think it's episode 8. Thanks for joining us here with my co-host, as always, Ryan Vera.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to episode 7.
Seven? Okay, fair enough.
we could always put one in between. No, go right ahead, Alex. You picked this week, and looking forward to diving in. This is one of the topics that you love. So
it is. It's probably the code that changed my life the most. So when I say that, is the code that really impacted me the most, and it gave me a new perspective, which gave me a new mind. And when you have a new mind, you're able to change your circumstances, you know, change your trajectory. And that this code for me definitely did that. And it's still a code that I practice every day that keeps me in the game of life and gives me confidence and gives me abilities to just keep stepping up and keep moving forward, which I believe is what life is all about, is to just be able to keep moving forward and keep evolving and keep progressing. Because otherwise, what's the opposite of that is stagnation and contraction and shrinking and dying off. So all that to be said, the code for today's episode is the code of discipline. And it's something that I preach and I practice and I love and appreciate, because it truly changed my life, and it continues to change my life, and keep me going every single day.
Mm-hmm. Discipline. It is a very good one. Yeah, I was on my drive over here before I came. I had a few insights about discipline, and you know, it's the ability to take chaos and turn it into form. Right. And it's ability to take your experiences, your desires, and your wants at the time and form them into something that consistently compounds and allows you to anchor into taking that step forward, that step to evolution. Also, I just right now was writing down, is there a time in life where we have the wrong disciplines? And how do we know between the right and wrong disciplines? You have any experiences with that?
Well, I would say that's a good question. It's a good rhetorical question. I would say discipline. I don't know if there's I'd say there's a difference between discipline and habits. I'd say that disciplines can anchor you into something. So choose your disciplines wisely and make sure they are ones that anchor you into a evolving you, of you that keeps evolving.
Is there a point when you have a discipline, let's say when you're young, and a discipline that your parents give you to play a musical instrument, right? You might not enjoy that musical instrument, but later on it taught you, you know, valuable lessons that you bring into life. Is there times where you might choose a discipline that you're not aligned with, or is it important to be aligned with something that you enjoy and create, or is it more of a compounded thought of something that you think will be better for you over time?
Very well put. I think all three of those are actual possibilities. I'd say one is, it would be ideal if you could have a discipline that you enjoy. However, still would see massive amounts of benefits in having a discipline that you don't enjoy. Because it's not always about what you enjoy. It's about what makes a difference and what matters and what is able to get you to evolve. And I, looking just on that question, I wish I stuck with my piano lessons as a kid, you know, but I didn't enjoy them. And so I basically told my parents I didn't want to do it. And because my parents are always supportive, and you know, support is good, but they just supported my decision that I didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. But if I would have stuck with it, then I could have been a really good piano player. Then I'd have this skill and who knows where that would have took me in life. So for me, just me personally, Ryan, and speaking to the audience, discipline isn't about what I like to do or want to do or even enjoy doing, but it's knowing that doing it will make me evolve. And then the future me is very grateful that I have this discipline, these disciplines. Of course.
Yes, discipline is definitely the foundation of every success and whatever you measure success as. It's interesting with the family dynamics too, when you're bringing that up. It's almost the job of the parents to kind of teach the discipline in the early days a little bit, right? Like mm-hmm. me as a father, very different from my wife. With things mm-hmm. like we'll grab my son will want to pick something up like a glass of water at the gym the other day and I said no, and she said just give him a little sip, and I said no, and he cried. Yeah. I was like, he'll get over it, watch, 10 seconds, you know, he can't have everything he wants, right? So it's these little nuances I think that add up when we're young and teach us discipline. And then finding our discipline, and then finding discipline is the necessary ingredient to mastery as well. Mm-hmm. Right. So I was in a lot of martial arts when I was young. I did about four or five different martial arts since I was 4 or 5 years old. And I remember I enjoyed it. You know, I grew up in the 80s or 90s, born in the early 80s. So grew up in late 80s and 90s. And there was a lot of, back then, as you know, the cartoons and movies and everything were pretty pro-violent, ninja and American yeah. Ninja and Van Damme and Ninja Turtles. And
yeah.
Every single show on TV was about fighting, you know,
yeah.
It was like
a lot of violence.
But the sexual content was pretty suppressed. And I know yes. I mentioned that earlier, I think on podcasts, because I notice it, that sexual content is all over the place now. And they tried to suppress the violence now. So it's a very interesting generation, but I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed my martial arts. I couldn't wait to go. And like mm-hmm. that creative energy went into the discipline of learning. I started with karate, which is very simple. We'd have to learn katas, and I'd practice the katas at home, the different movements and the discipline of that. And I always looked up to my teacher and my sensei to hold that level of discipline through his mastery, because he became who he was because of that. And it was like, I didn't know he would be in it for 50 years, you know, top mm-hmm. world champion around the world. And you could tell, but he held that. He was the accumulation of all of the discipline throughout his life. It mm-hmm. was almost the form result of his mastery. And mm-hmm. I think like when you see somebody's, when you see somebody in their life that has success, or they've formed a certain experience level or a mastery or a, you know, mastery is a big word, but something that they're very good at, you can always tell that there's been a lot of discipline behind that and a lot of awareness. Because I think when I was driving over here, I was thinking about it. Well, discipline is the form and structure of where we put our attention and awareness, and what we choose to apply it to is the bricks in the forward trajectory of where we're going. Right. So it's like every day that we compound onto discipline, we actually reap the benefits later on of that discipline. Right. And then we Absolutely. Go from motivation, which is not everything, that intrinsic motivation moves on to being able to have discipline in times where are difficult. I want to get up. I don't feel like going to the gym today. I don't feel like doing this. And those are the times where things really compound. And then you have the waves of motivation. And the motivation actually comes back when you're able to practice your skill or your discipline at and you're very good at it. You know, like you flying an airplane, like at first it was probably a lot to learn, the balance and flying that, but once you got good at it, it was very, very enjoyable. And everything, totally. Like once you go through that discipline level and build that compounding and that mastery and start to harden that aspect, you get to enjoy it more than you did when you began. when you have that initial motivation. So there's always that period of pushing through and like knowing that you're going to have to use your mental ability to know that you're compounding towards something that's part of evolution, as you say. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a, now that I think of it, it's almost like a midpoint too, in where you're, are these the right disciplines? You've been in it. You've seen the benefits. You've gone to the gym for the first month. You feel better, you know, second month, people start noticing a little bit. And, you know, you get in the time where I don't feel good this week. I'm lazy. Something happened. Didn't make this. And I don't want to go to the gym today. And at the time you have a choice to adjust. You can continue or not, or has this been good? So it's almost a natural period of feedback during that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Well said. And you hit a few really good points there. You know, motivation comes and goes. Motivation is like the added kindling wood on the fire. Like the discipline is building the fire and stoking that fire every single day so that that fire is burning inside of you. And you know that you have to do it, because if you don't do it, the fire will burn out. Motivation is just bonus. Every couple of days you get a wave of motivation. That's great, but you can't rely on motivation, because exactly that, those days when you don't want to go to the gym and you don't want to wake up early and it's cold outside and bed is really cozy, like the mind will just creep in there, and the mind always craves comfort and complacency. And if we don't have discipline, if we don't have that inner fire burning, the mind will creep in and just bring us back to comfort. And then, you know, it leads to a life of mediocrity, and the world doesn't reward mediocrity. Mm-mm. You know, the world rewards people doing their best at certain things. So if you could focus your attention, you know, Ryan, you're really big on attention. And I agree. If someone could focus their attention on something and not get distracted by all the noise, then they can have an edge. And it takes discipline to stay focused on that.
Definitely. And skill set with mind. And it's when you become the slave of your mind instead of the master. And becoming the master of your mind is a lot more difficult than people think. You know, it's almost a discipline in itself. You know, and people have their meditation practices for a very long time. They've learned to find the present moment, and they've learned to build a relationship with the present moment, but they're still measuring the present moment from the perception of the mind from that aspect. And then the next stage, I guess, would be to measure, well, not to measure, but from the present moment, you understand that, you know, you're also this identity or this personality that needs to build discipline and go through these lessons in life and move forward. And what's really interesting is, you know, there's one thing, let's say you have one thing in your life you always do no matter what. No matter if you feel bad, whether you feel bad this or that, but you have a discipline that you show up and train in a martial art, or you show up and go biking, or you show up and go skateboarding, you show up at the gym, no matter what, it's just go. And that consistency, no matter what, gives you an anchor point in all the chaos and all the changes in life and all the nuances and ebbs and flows and contrasts of everything that happened. And it's like always a time that nobody can take that from you. You know, it's like recently, like I've been going to the gym all year since my son was born. I've been hitting it harder, and I had a little injury on my inner elbow, and I don't even know where it came from because I'm so consistent with my form. Form is very important to me. And, you know, the mind creeps in, be like, hey, take time away. It's okay. I took a few days away, but then it's like, okay, well now the legs, I'm not, you know, I'm trying to get, you know, everybody, you know, leg day. So I'm not heavy into leg day, but then I was like, okay, now it's an opportunity to focus on my legs, you know, and like that's going to compound. And when I think of that, I think like, okay, like when I work on a new muscle group or something, I think like in 1 year, I'll be where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, I used to think like in 1 month, in 1 week. Mm-hmm. Right? And now I think like the compounding consistency and discipline is measured in a much further scale on that. But I still go and I just lighten down the weights, you know, push through, not injuring, but still doing the motions and starting to come back again. right? But I'm not letting that take anything away from my consistency or my discipline there. And it's powerful, you know.
Fuck yeah.
No matter what, if there's conflict in relationships or have a hard day or this or that, you show up, you do your thing. It's your dojo. So
it's your dojo, yeah.
People that, you know, people might already have that, they don't realize, but it's something you do consistently no matter what, is almost like your Zen. It's your peace point. It's your anchor point in the eye of the hurricane, no matter what happens. Yeah. And it's something good to appreciate and focus on. And from there, you can pull from your, once you have a discipline in something for long enough, you can take the skills from that and the energy from that and start to spend it on things that you want to get into. So if you've gone to the gym for 1 or 2 years and you've compounded and you've learned what that's created, you can take that stored energy and start to spend it on some new thing that you want to do. I want to get into playing a violin, right? And you have that great, you have that momentum and consistency and that viewpoint and perception of like, okay, I'm going to go and do it until it gets better, right? That's good things to remember.
It's good things to remember for sure, Ryan. Again, lots of good points there. It's getting those reps in, you know. Repetition is the mother of skill, and discipline is the father to ensure that you get those repetitions in, and that those stack over the weeks, the months, and by the end of the year, you show up to the gym and now you've done it, you know, 300 odd times. And that could be 300 odd times more than someone that doesn't have the discipline. And they're just like, ah, tomorrow I'll do it when I feel like it, or when I'm not in a disagreement, or when the wind's blowing in a different direction. Like, they just make all these excuses. And it's like, no, it doesn't really matter what's going on. You show up to the gym, you do your discipline, you show up to the dojo, you get the reps in. And then by the end of the year, it's stacked on. And this can be done in the physical, this can be done in the mental, with mantras or, you know, affirmations or prayers. And then by the end of the, you know, you do that every day, by the end of the week, you have them stacked up, and then it just keeps stacking and stacking. And now you're reprogramming the mind. And it's exactly like you said, when you've conditioned your mind now, or your body, to be prepared for these challenges that life is going to throw at us. Like, we've said this many times on the podcast, that life doesn't get easier. We just get better at dealing with the challenges. And if we don't, you know, if someone doesn't get better at dealing with the challenges through discipline, then they'll probably get bitter at life, you know? So you either really just get better at dealing with it, or you get bitter. And the choice is up to the individual. And I just rather choose discipline every time, like yourself. I get up and I go to the gym every morning, no matter what. No matter what is going on, I'm going to the gym every single day, because if I don't, then it just starts going in this steady decline.
Oh my God.
It's very, very challenging, almost impossible.
Holding discipline, doing it and holding it, you know?
Yeah, doing it and holding it.
Two different skill sets.
It is, because if someone doesn't go and do these disciplines, then when the challenges of life comes, it's very easy to crumble and buckle under pressure. And then it's very difficult to change your circumstances, you know, because now it's like life is just piling all this stuff on you. And if you have a good attitude, you could change your circumstances around. But if you don't have a good attitude, because you know now that you've just given in to all these issues, man, it's going to be tough. So that's why discipline is so key.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, it seems as like just through the law of consequence, discipline puts you in a better place to respond to the things that happen. And as I was, you know, telling my wife the other day, we talk about things like, you know, there's never a point in your life where you have everything you want, ever, right? And we forget that. We're always putting ourselves in this endedness where we think when we get this, we're going to be okay. And it takes our attention away from what's in front of us. And if we don't have the discipline to actually stand on the discipline that we have, you know, to understand that the things that we want, or learning that we're wanting, to match them with our desires, we need to build a brick road of discipline towards them. And, you know, there's There's a relationship here. They don't have this. There's a person here. They don't have this person here. There's always that peace. And I told her that's the opportunity for transcendence. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right in front of you. That's the portal. That's the mission right in front of you. It's like mm-hmm. what you seek is probably not going to be what you actually want from it, but there's going to be a big lesson that's going to compound on the discipline of being able to respond instead of react to that. And that's a discipline in itself in interacting with life. We always have an opportunity to respond or react, like react the drama. And the mm-hmm. discipline of where we put our attention and consciousness is hard. That's mm-hmm. a tough one, because when we go to the gym or when we do things in the 3D world, in a normal way, when we're children, we poke and fall and hit our heads, and we learn like through force. The mind likes to work through force. And that's why people grip, you know, when they want to do something, they push harder with their hands mm-hmm. or they do that. And especially in sports, when you're learning tennis or golf or baseball or anything like that, people grip too hard at the beginning. Skydiving, you know,
flying
too tense.
Yeah.
You're too tense. Yep. Yeah. Flying too. Right. So the mind, now that we know the mind works through force, it's like, it's a discipline to recognize that, surrender to that, release and see what happens, and then mm-hmm. respond at the right amount of depth, the right amount of input, the right amount mm-hmm. of force after the fact. And it's interesting in every skill that I've ever learned, not every, but maybe most of them, the natural way that we usually begin things is through too much force. There's always too much input because we're trying to learn, and maybe that's balanced on our Godspeed or our grace with things or the pace that we're coming at. And what I've noticed now, the more discipline I have in my life, the more I actually like start better in everything. Mm-hmm. Right? Like when I start to teach people things too, I find out, what is your pace first? Mm. You know, what's your pace? Mm. Just start going, start doing, start showing up, start interacting, start listening, right? Because sometimes it gets too intense. Sometimes you have these really big, muscular, successful, and I like using the gym analogy because everyone can kind of relate. Mm-hmm. You have these big guys and like, get at it, go to the gym and hustle and don't do this. And like, the way I start is show up every day. Don't do a home gym. Mm-hmm. Show up every day. I think home gyms are like super advanced. You know, it's like once somebody's already gone to the gym for a few years, they want to keep their disciplines.
They maintain it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Anytime I've bought home gym equipment, it just sits there. I like to go, I like to actually drive and go on my little mission, my part of my process. Mm-hmm. Like when I start something new, I show up, I absorb, I watch, I test, I try, I push, I tune in, I see where I'm at. Right. And then I seek the next step. Just the next step, not the quantum leap into like jumping to where a master or a teacher may be, but just what's my next thing I need to learn, and how can I form and refine that? And then you start to build up in a very short period of time, you start to build up this base layer. You start to build up this feedback, this understanding, this intuitive. And when you actually hold that on that first layer of discipline, you almost get the next code. It's very clear, but when you're trying to reach too far out of your disciplines and get somewhere too fast, you miss the codes.
You miss them.
The next things. And then there's consequences, right? Then you get feedback. Hey, you went too far. Here's an injury. Here's this. You fall off. You made a mistake, you know, and then you have to sit with that feedback and then adjust at that point, but it's always perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Discipline is almost Godspeed. As you love your code that you've presented to me, you know, that perfect pace, that 10-minute block, I live in Costa Rica and I say the spirit of the sloth, you know, happiest animal I've ever seen in my life. And it moves like the speed of an ant.
Yeah.
It's always smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it does what it needs to do.
It does what it needs to do, and it gets everywhere on time because it's going on God's speed, and that is a discipline in itself, is to not rush and not take too much on and do things right the first time is a discipline. You know, do the job right. It may take longer, but once it's done in a good way, you'll have a sense of accomplishment, and then you could move on to the next thing in accordance. And, you know, I remember just a silly example of this, but when I was a kid, you know, my dad would get me to wash the car, you know, and he'd give me a couple bucks for washing the car. And I washed the car. And at first it was like, okay, just try to wash the car as quickly as I can so I could get the money and then I could go play with my G.I. Joes or my toys or whatever. And, you know, and then we'd be going driving in the car after, and then you'd still see the streaks on either the paint or the windshield. And he'd be like, son, what's going on here? There's still streaks, you know? And I'm like, you know, like busted. So then I would actually just take my time and do everything with a chamois so that, you know, you couldn't see any streaks on the paint. You couldn't see any streaks on the car. And then my dad would drive and he'd let me drive and everything was crystal clear. And I had this sense of accomplishment that I did things right, you know, and it took the extra time, but that was a discipline just to show up and do my chores, even though I didn't want to do them. I'd rather be playing toys or, you know, watching American Ninja or whatever the case may be. But it was always, that's how I started to learn discipline, is like, do things right the first time and you will start to build a sense of accomplishment, even if you don't want to do them or not. It starts turning these mundane things into, you know, a better experience. And then that's where really discipline evolves over time, is a lot of these things, we don't want to do them. They're uncomfortable. They're not enjoyable. You know, it could be working out with an injury. It could be, you know, all kinds of things, but it's to embrace the uncomfortable. It's embrace the suck of it. And the more that you're able to do that and push through, less and less things become uncomfortable. And now there's this sense of confidence that you get because you're not really uncomfortable too much in life anymore. And then that could transpire into your business life when you're having uncomfortable conversations or nothing. I guess what I'm trying to say is the less things in life become uncomfortable, that's kind of really the goal at the end. Because if we're always limited by things that make us uncomfortable, we're going to have a really limited life. And that's pretty sad.
Totally. And that gets to the point of you get better at dealing with something rather than the comfort. The comfort is a measure of what you perceive it to be. Mm. Right. It's funny. I saw this video or this woman, and I'm sorry, I can't quote you, but she said that the discipline in your personal life moves into everything else in life. And she says goes right down to putting the cap back on the toothpaste after you've brushed your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one really hit me. Really hit me, you know? And I was like, holy shit. It's like some this cosmic joke in life. It's a cosmic joke. And it's sometimes people are trying to fix the biggest disciplines in their life. They're trying to like, I need to do this and this and this in this expanded form. And they don't realize they're not putting their cap back on the toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they're not quality brushing their teeth, or they're skipping something. And it's interesting, like instead of trying to work on that big discipline, all we have to do is take that extra second and start to apply it in the little things around us. And it's easier said than done. And another thing, like I think being able to start really well is a mastery. I think that's a cultivation and a mastery that somebody would have to go through all the lessons like you did when you saw the streaks on the car. And it goes back to when you were washing the car, you were in your head in thoughts, and you wanted to be somewhere other than where you were. You were attracted, that's right. Your attention was somewhere else. And the result of that, the law of consequence, was the streaks in the car and your father giving you feedback. And hey, and that probably made you feel a certain way, and you adjusted and learned that. And then you went back and then you put more attention into that job, and that quality showed up. You got rewarded for that. You got to sit in being proud of that. Your attention was actually captured. Your creative attention was captured in that quality, just like a fine watch. You know, people are like, well, how come these watches cost so much? Well, like, if you've seen what goes into making them and the hundreds of years behind them and all of this, it represents quality and discipline, you know, for a long time. And the feedback of that is, you know, you're actually capturing your attention and pouring it into what's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And that discipline starts to build up. So because you actually took your attention away from where somewhere else where you wanted to be, and you're able to pour it into a better quality job, your father was proud. You know, mm-hmm. you were proud, and you held this energy, you had this stored energy, and you could go and take it, right? And then you can go and run and play your video game. But like, hey, I'm going to focus on my video game and get past the level, you know, get mm-hmm. past this mm-hmm. next level that I haven't been able to beat. And I remember this goddamn Ninja Turtles game in Nintendo, this one level, could never get past it. Mm-hmm. It was just a super hard game. Everyone knows it was just this one level. It was so hard to get past it. They like, I don't know why they did that. But like, maybe it could have, you know, but you know, in our days it was pizza pops and sugar and sugar cereal and sugar this and sugar that. Yeah. Oh my God, injecting us. Yeah. With just, they're just, I think they were scared of our generation maybe because they were just poisoning the shit out of us.
Oh yeah. Kraft dinner and Pogos and Pop-Tarts and Captain Crunch and all the stuff, man. Big time. They definitely made it challenging.
That is the challenging. You almost need discipline. Like I was at I earlier went to the mall today with my wife and with my son, and we saw this store. It was called Candy Play, and it was a big play. It was a big play area for kids. Mm-hmm. And then they had a candy stand, so they give the kids the candy and they let them play and burn it off. And then yesterday I was at the park with my son, and it's just a different area, but kids were running around, and then the father had a big jug of Fanta, and his kid would come and he would give him the Fanta and charge him up, and then he would go. And just like my point is, it's very noisy, and you have all these like things going through your body and these sugars and mm-hmm. this extra energy and pulsing, especially as a child. And you know, we wonder why we have so much like ADHD terminology, DSM for attention, but and everything's designed to steal our attention, that phone in front of you. And every single ad and things that we work on in business is like, how do we get their first second of attention? We're going to make this like shake a little hook. Bit, you know, or we're going to make it bounce a little bit. And it's like, everything is after your attention. So discipline in a time like now is gold. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. is absolutely like scarce gold. And leads to evolution and success and like foundation, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's there and available for everyone.
It's there and available for everyone, Ryan. And it brings me to my next point is what are one or two ways that people can, you know, maybe besides going to the gym, because that's an easy one. What are one or two ways that you could recommend that people out there, out there listening can apply discipline into their daily lives?
I was going to ask you the same question. You got nice. That
to me. I could go first if you want, whatever you want.
No, it's okay. Depending on the layer, obviously I love the toothpaste thing. It's not mine, but I actually started doing it myself, you know? And it's like, it's been pretty amazing. Find something that you enjoy. Right. When a lot of people start their discipline, they're looking at something bad in their life. Mm. They're looking at some negative perspective. I need to change this. You know, mm-hmm. I don't like this about me. I want to be in this other place other than what I'm in now. And it's going to be much harder to start there. And obviously, like, you can push yourself, but you need that intrinsic motivation. You need to watch YouTube and hear these guys and like take in all of this like external narratives and energy from other people that are able to host this and pump this up, and you kind of feed off that as energy, and it gets you to a point and you get started. That's if you want to do it that way, it works. But I would say find something you enjoy. Mm-hmm. This could be the littlest thing that you enjoy. And I'm not talking mm-hmm. about watching your favorite show on Netflix. Get rid of your TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But something you enjoy and you kind of like and you're not that good at. Mm-hmm. You know, and just start doing it consistently mm-hmm. and then start taking those skill sets and you're going to build a foundation after a week, a month and everything, and start taking that energy and pouring it into the aspects that you might negatively look at yourself or some things that you might not look at yourself and start pulling from that energy. Well, it took me, you know, 2 months to get better at tennis. You know, it took me this amount of time and it was struggling in the beginning, but I really like learned that after this time, my everything around me started to improve. And I was able, in those bad days or in the chaos or in those days or when life was giving us a lot of contrast, I was able to go back to there and pull from that and be proud of that, that every time I showed up and I started to get better at this, you know, I can do that with anything else. And it gives you this like ability and this new perspective to start to apply that on things that you need in a different energetic, right?
Yeah, you're onto it. Exactly. I'm with you on that part. It really starts to create some sort of neurogenesis in the brain where now you can do things. You can do hard things that you thought you couldn't do before. And that is so valuable. And for me, I would take a different approach. I like that approach, is do something you enjoy that you're maybe not that good at and just keep practicing and you'll get good at it. And that's a discipline itself. I appreciate that. For myself, I'd recommend the listeners two things, two really simple things, not easy, but it's really simple and you might hate it. But if you could start to do these things, you can start breaking patterns in your life with pretty much everything. And that is the key, is the discipline. And one I would say is wake up early. Whether you want to wake up early or not, just get up early. I get up every day now at 4:30 in the morning. I never thought we'd be one of those people. I love sleeping in my whole life. Always was a challenge. Always just wanted to stay cozy and all that kind of stuff. And as I got older, it started getting earlier and earlier. I was finally part of the 5 a.m. club a couple of years ago, fell off of that, back in the 5 a.m. club. And now it's like, oh, let me see if I could push it. And I'm up at 4:30 in the morning. And it just does something different to your psyche. When you're up at 4:30 and you're, you know, the amount of shit that I get done by 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning is unreal. And most people are just getting up and it just puts me in this other element. So I'd really recommend that to people. If you could just start getting up early, you will really start to break patterns in your life. And that is a major discipline. And I'm being completely honest, it took me a long, long time to get here, but now that I'm here, what a code. And the other one I would say similar, it's going to suck, but if you can embrace the suck, the benefits that you get out of it is incredible. And that's cold therapy. I've been talking about this for a couple of years now, but cold showers, ice baths, even just dunking your head in ice, it sucks, but you're breaking down these patterns and embracing the suck. And in that embracing the suck, there's really freedom. You know, there's freedom because now you could do hard things, and doing hard things, especially as men, is very powerful. It creates freedom and it creates alchemy too. You're turning something that sucks into something that actually feels amazing after, and releases dopamine, releases serotonin, and you earn that serotonin and dopamine. So very, very powerful. And these are two things that totally changed my perspective. And I do them every single day, the ice baths multiple times a day. So yeah, those are my two, tips and tricks for the people listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Both very, very good skills for somebody looking into discipline for different layers to definitely being able to do things that are hard is good. I used to train a lot, discipline, and be really get myself at a very high level operating, mentally, physically, my stamina, everything. And then I would kind of throw myself in huge challenges. You know, that's if you know a little bit about some of the stuff that I've done, but I would actually love to do that. I love doing that. And now I operate a little bit different than doing that, because like sometimes I've thrown myself in places and I've been, holy fuck, what did you do, Ryan? You know,
yeah. Like,
not again, you know, and yeah. I know it's the big guy. It's my soul, you know, throwing me in to learn the lessons, but fuck, have I ever done that? My language. Have I ever done that? You know, and you know, I feel like that in our circle sometimes, and with Maestro we drink with, you know, sometimes you're in there, you're like, what the fuck did you get yourself into? But like anything from base jumping and all this, but I actually used to really, and I still do it, but I really love the training and the discipline that comes before the challenge. And in that aspect, I would be able to like actually plan the hard time. And I guess you could relate that to the ice bath. I'd be able to plan the hard time before it happened. And then I would really enjoy being challenged at a very high level. And then you quantumly learn from that, right? So
yes,
I was prepared. Basically, the lesson is that because of the disciplines, I was prepared to be able to deal with whatever came at me. And at that time in my life, oh my God, it was sharp. Everything is good, you know, business, relationships, like life really good. And I learned, like, once you start to pick up the momentum of building your disciplines and stacking your disciplines, right? If you get up early, a big cheat code about getting up early is have a kid.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in the 4 a.m. club too. It's just, but I love it here. Anyways, up with the sunrise, I think is really healthy for circadian. It's harder for a little bit when people are too far north, but I guess you can get those lights, sunlights and things like that, or just get up and go to the gym and watch the sun come up as, you know, as you're working out.
That's it. You'll just be ahead of the curve. And it's like you said on another podcast, Ryan, and I think about it often, and it's very applicable for today, is it's hard times, and hard times create strong men, and strong men create good times, and then good times create weak men, and then weak men create hard times, strong times. So it's a cycle, right? But it's like, we got to be those strong men, and that's in those challenging times. So
on that, it's just, it's funny that generation alpha is next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would say that the times have been weak, you know, the last short period of time, and you know, they're going to be a little bit weird going in, you know, to the 30s. It's going to be weird. Some of the stuff out there is pretty, you know, I can't, it's clown world out there.
Yeah, but for, like, sure. It's cosmic joke, like you said, but, for sure. But
the new children coming in over the last 10 years are, you know, they're called Generation Alpha,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're going
to
grow up.
They got a cool name.
Yeah, they're going to grow up looking at, like, what the fuck is this generation? It's kind of like when we look back at, like, I don't know, rock bands and the hair in the 80s and the paints and the makeup the men wore and all the different mm-hmm. trends from the different eras. But there are mm-hmm. some embarrassing eras, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the rock band with the big hair, 80s.
And I think we are in an embarrassing era. Right.
For sure. This is wild. This is obscene, and it's all inverted values. And, you know, that's why it's key to stay disciplined and do these hard mm-hmm. things that we don't want to do, because going back to comfort and complacency and all the weirdness is just not aligned with our values. That's for sure. So
it's necessary to make it through.
Necessary. Yeah.
Yeah. Without discipline, you're going to fall too far behind.
Yeah. I agree.
You need it. You need it to navigate, and you need it to discern.
And it builds that mental toughness, and you need that mental toughness these days. Otherwise, you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So on that note, Ryan, I got to cut this one a little bit short, but this was fun. I'm glad we wrapped up the year on this one, and look forward to many more in the new year.
Yeah. Yeah. And until the new year, we're taking a little break. We're getting some codes. Alex is getting some codes this afternoon for sure that I'm interested in learning.
That's right.
Yeah. And then we got some big codes coming in a few months.
Awesome. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. If you've made it this far, we appreciate your attention. Thank you.